The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
It's time for the Community Garda slot here on Highland Radio. Delighted to welcome Garda Niall Maguire into studio. Niall, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Donald.
A lot to get through, and such report quite a lot of burglaries and thefts this week.
Yeah, Donegal got hit very badly this weekend with crime, Donal. In particular, the Inishowen area had a lot of burglaries. And I heard your earlier caller in relation to Catherine was on about the quads that were stolen. And I'll reiterate that appeal that the information we have in relation to them stolen quads. But yeah, if we could start off, there was also another one in Meeting House Street, Rafoe, between 10 p.m. on Saturday the 9th. Until Sunday the 10th of December, entry was gained to a boiler house at the property through an unlocked door, and an oil boiler and burner were stolen. So quite an expensive item stolen from that premises, Donal. And if anybody's seen anything or can give us any information in relation to a burglary at Meeting House Street, Rafoe, between 10 p.m. on Saturday the 9th and Sunday morning the 10th, please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny on 0749167100. Now, the Moville and Greencastle area did get badly hit on Sunday night, Monday morning, and there was multiple burglaries, and I just want to go through them, Donal, if I could.
Yeah.
The first one was at a domestic house in the area of Mean Letter Bale, Lakemy, hopefully I'm saying that properly, Moville, between midnight and 3 a.m. And it appears that most of these burglaries were around that time, Donald, between midnight and 3 a.m. on Monday the 11th of December. It's believed entry was gained to this particular house through an unlocked rear door, and a sum of cash was stolen alongside a DeWalt angle grinder and a DeWalt drill, which were also stolen from the property. Subsequently, Greg, St. Columba's Church was burglarised in Ballinacrae, Moville, around the same time, Donal, between midnight and 3:25 a.m. My colleagues were en route to the previous burglary in the house when they observed that the lights were on in the church, and they knew this was suspicious, and they went in to investigate. And when they got closer, they heard the alarm was ringing, and the front door of the church had been forced open, as had the sacristy door. The sacristy had been ransacked, and damage had been caused to a tabernacle. Another couple of rooms within the church building were also ransacked after entry had been forced. Nothing is believed to have been stolen at this stage, but substantial damage was caused. A very unfortunate occurrence there, Donald.
Yeah, and then the golf club locally as well.
Yeah, next then was the golf club. I'm guessing it'll be around the same time, but the last time someone was there and seen it was secured was Sunday night at 7 p.m. and then it was discovered at 8:30 a.m. on Monday. Entry was gained by forcing a rear window, and a number of doors were forced inside the building also. Rooms were ransacked, and a sum of cash was stolen from a cash register, and also a charity box from within the building was taken. A burglary then occurred in the Greencastle area between 2:20 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. A purse was stolen from an unlocked car. The property had an unlocked shed, and it was entered, and a red and black Makita fuel pump was stolen from within. And then another attempted theft occurred at a property in the area of Carrickhugh Greencastle between 4 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. Two unlocked cars were entered and ransacked at the property, but fortunately there was nothing of value within them, so there was nothing reported stolen there. So if anybody can help us in relation to this spate of burglaries and damage, or if they involved and observed anything suspicious, any activity or vehicles in the Moville Greencastle area in the early hours of Monday morning, please contact my colleagues in Buncrana on 0749320540, or the Garda confidential line as usual is 1-800-666-111. So anybody that may have dash cam have been in the Moville Greencastle area between midnight and 7 a.m. on Monday the 11th of December, please make that available to my colleagues, Donal. Indeed, contact any Garda station and we'll put you in touch with the investigating detectives.
It does beg the question, are any of these linked? Because, I mean, in certain cases, the modus operandi is very different. But, you know, I'm sure there must be some sort of suspicion that there, at least some of them will be linked, that the same people could be responsible for more than one.
Oh, absolutely, Greg. For sure they're linked, you know, because it's the same brutal method of entry in each of these burglaries, and it's come in this spate.
Yeah.
You know, any showing can go without burglaries for quite a while, and then when they happen together, it's generally the one person or the one gang that's doing it, you know.
So, I mean, it could well be that if two people notice something different at different times, you know, it could get a link to the same vehicle. I mean, information could prove absolutely crucial in this case.
For sure, Donald, yeah. And the way that these are typically solved is somebody noticing something suspicious and tipping the guards off, you know, because my colleagues are out and about there, and, you know, once they're maybe moving to the report of one burglary, you know, they don't have the blinkers on going to that burglary. They're looking out because they realise by the time they get there that these offenders are likely gone. So any information in relation to suspicious vehicles, you know, just a quick phone call. If it comes to nothing, it comes to nothing, fine. But, you know, we appreciate the phone call, and that is historically how we solve these burglaries. Mm-hmm.
And as we say, that information coming from dash cam or just from the observations of people can prove absolutely crucial. Let's refresh your memories on that incident in Ballybug and Ballantra that we already referred to earlier in the show.
Yeah, I heard Catherine on earlier, and I'm very sorry. I heard her demeanour, and she's very upset about it, rightly so. It's a terrible thing and a terrible loss for that business at this time of year. So this occurred, as Catherine said, between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. on Monday the 11th of December at Ballybulgan, Ballyshannon. This is the premises that sells quad bikes. The doors to her lock shed were broken open, forced open, and three new Suzuki King quads were stolen from within. These aren't like kids' quads, you know, Suzuki does a lot of kids' quads, but these were kind of big quads. One of them was a 750 and two of them were 500s. The two 500s are red in colour and are both non-power steering. One of these two has oversized Kenda bear claw tyres on the back. The third quad, the 750, is green in colour and has a black bull bar fitted to the front. Again, anybody that can help us and help Kath in relation to this, please contact my colleagues in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530.
And the next one we do, and Catherine alluded to this, we do believe the next one is linked, because this very well may be the trailer that moved the quads away from the area. This is in the same area.
For sure, just across the road, Donald, Blue Falcon 14 by 6 foot galvanised cattle trailer was taken from a farmyard in the area of Lac Lum, Ballantra, between the hours of 4:30 a.m. and 5:15 a.m. on Monday the 11th of December. Two males are believed to have entered the farmyard, and they wheeled the trailer out onto the road to be towed away. So in all likelihood, this was the trailer that was used to take the three stolen quads away. So obviously my colleagues are following a definite line of inquiry in relation to the linking these two crimes. But if anybody can help us, or has particularly dash cam in the Ballyshannon, Ballantra area between 4:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. please maybe make it available to my colleagues in Ballyshannon who are investigating.
Now, moving on to the area of advice, and we heard a piece there from Donna Marie based on advice that has been given by Gardaí this week, and no harm to repeat it again, in terms of protecting your home against burglary, particularly in the winter months.
Yeah, at times it feels like, Donal, I suppose there's very little we can do in relation to some of these burglaries, but, you know, we need to mitigate our risk as much as possible. And quite a few of them appeals I mentioned, Donal, there was unlocked vehicles and unlocked doors. So the first thing is lock your vehicles and lock your doors. Turn on some lights in your house, you know, timer switches, stuff like that, LED bulbs. We all know about that. They're not expensive to run. A house alarm, we highly recommend a house alarm, and particularly monitored if possible. A monitored alarm, Donal, is one that when it's triggered, the monitoring company are aware of it and they contact the keyholder by phone, and if they can't get the keyholder, then they contact us and we will respond and attend that house or business premises that has a verified alarm. store your keys away from windows. We've had keys that have been fished out of letterboxes before, you know, with sticks and things, and, you know, keys for vehicles, because most modern vehicles now have immobilizers and they're not that easy to steal. You actually need the keys. Don't keep large amounts of cash or jewellery in the house, and if you have to do so for whatever reason, have them in a hidden, concealed lock safe that's secured, and you'll get great advice from any of the locksmiths or safe suppliers in the town here in Letterkenny, Greg, or throughout Donegal.
And the other one that was mentioned, obviously, was in terms of if you're going away for Christmas, as many people do, don't be proclaiming all over social media that you can't wait for your family holiday.
For sure, we've had instances, I'm not sure how common it is, but it's certainly been in the past where we've had confirmation that people have been targeted because they've been broadcasting that, yeah, we're going away for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, and, you know, it's quite obvious then that the house is going to be empty. Another one that we come across quite often, Donald, is, you know, because we're policing the roads network and these criminals have to be on the road to get from A to B from each of their victims, they tend not to travel with a lot of the implements with them because there is no fence there for having implements to break into a house. So what happens in a lot of the time is they actually use the householder's own tools to break into their house. So have your garden shed locked as well, because if you have hammers and ladders and crowbars and things like that, you know, that's what they're using to break into homes. Don't store cash or any valuables in your car, be it locked or unlocked, Greg. And also, always contact Gardaí immediately. If you observe any sort of suspicious activity in your area, take note of registration numbers, if at all possible, even partial registration numbers, description of the person involved, and very important is the direction of travel. Like I said, my colleagues, once they respond to a call, it would be nice to have at least a direction of travel when there is somebody maybe has committed a crime or is suspicious. Look out for your neighbours, particularly those who are elderly and vulnerable.
And all good advice, and please do bear that in mind. Important all year round, but particularly important now, because there can be an increase with the darker nights and so on. There can definitely be an increase in burglaries, and certainly judging by this week's sheets, I mean, you know, there's a lot more burglaries on this week than we might have had, say, during a week in June or July.
For sure, Donald, yeah, and it's unfortunate now, but it seems like the ones in Inishowen are certainly linked. I'm not linking the one in Ballantra aside from the trailer and the quads, but it's, you know, one person that's determined to commit burglaries, or a couple of lads that are working together, they can create a lot of devastation, as is quite obvious from this week, Donald.
Now, a couple of questions that came in from last week, and the first is, what time do pubs close at the weekend?
Yes, pubs, the trading hours of licensed premises between Monday to Thursday are 10:30 in the morning to 11:30 p.m. People might be familiar with that when they head onto the supermarket and stuff and they can't buy their bottle of wine and stuff before 10:30 in the morning. Friday and Saturday is generally 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning, but that the certain premises then can apply for exemptions to extend that out then to up to 2:30 a.m. And then Sunday is 12:30 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And they are the legal hours. Do Gardaí stop walkers, cyclists and runners in dark clothing and give them high-vis vests?
If we have them, Donald, we do. You're not a cyclist and a pedestrian. They're not committing an offence by not wearing high visibility clothing. They're not, you know, they're not legally obliged to, but obviously it's recommended for their own safety. Cyclists are obliged by law to ensure that they are visible using reflectors and lights under the road traffic regulations. Sometimes if we do have high visibility armbands or vests, we do give them out to pedestrians. There is a supply in Letterkenny if anybody wants to call in, particularly this dark time of year. Gráinne or one of the guards on the front desk, if you ask them nicely, I'm sure if they have one, they'll give it to you. But, you know, I suppose it's not ultimately our responsibility to give people high vis. You know, you can buy these online or in a sports shop, Donald.
Yeah, well, I know Sergeant Charlene Anderson did say last week on the show that they do have, well, they did have a supply in Letterkenny at that point, whether or not they're still there, and I'm sure other guard stations.
Yeah, I think it's the Road Safety Authority that supplies us, Donald, you know.
Yeah, so it would be, yeah.
If there's any groups or anything out there that are looking maybe for more than a couple, I'd say if you email the Road Safety Authority, they'll probably send you a few, you know.
Yeah. Well, Garthan Lyon-McGuire, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
for,
Donald.
All that. That's the Gartha slot. It'll be up on our social media, and it'll be up on the Gartha Facebook page as well a little bit after the show finishes. But for now, Niall McGuire, Gartha, thank you very much indeed.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.